to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the disciples, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them. For then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So, whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I invite you to be seated. You are going to die. Isn't that nice to hear? Okay, maybe not. But it is the truth. I'm going to die, you're going to die. We're not made of stuff to last forever. We're made of dust. You are particles, or more particularly, you are systems. Limbic, nervous, circulatory, skeletal. Systems made of cells, hundreds and billions of cells, and hundreds of millions of them die every day, and hundreds of millions of them are created new every day. And those cells are made of molecules that are made of atoms, made of protons and neutrons and electrons, and those are made of things that are even smaller called quarks and these other subatomic particles. And these particles are billions of years old. And even more specifically than all of that, you're actually mostly space. The space between all of these particles. You're the energy that's flowing between all of them. An intricate relationship of energy and particles and systems. Have you ever felt like something was draining? Like, have you ever left a conversation or an encounter and just been like, wow, man, that like sucked it right out of me? Like, yeah, you're this relationship of energy interacting with other relationships of energy, sometimes exactly like that. You're the same stuff as other stuff. That's part of why you might say or have heard someone say, "I just feel so connected to nature." Well, yeah, you're the same things. Some of the basic fundamental elements that make up you are the same things that make up everything else in this universe. We exchange these molecules and particles. We are connected in this deep level. We trade energy and heat and particles. Scholar and author and former pastor named Rob Bell puts it this way. He says, "You are an exotic cocktail of dust and soul, spirit and bone. And yet you are dust that is capable of receiving the authentic, deep, active, willing to suffer, unconditional love of God. The love of God that is freely given again and again. No matter how many times you tell yourself you don't deserve it, or how many times by telling yourself how great you are, you forget that you need it. You are dust that is capable of sharing this love with others. This love is the animating force of the universe, the thing that created everything. This force is God's own presence and essence, and it flows through you like energy, because after all, you are a complex relationship of energy. So you are dust, but you are also more than dust. Similarly, we'll be honest tonight, in extra depth. We often have a confession and forgiveness in our worship. Tonight's is really specific, because we will acknowledge we are sinners. We are broken. We make mistakes. We are messy, right? We're dust. And yet, you're also more than your actions and inactions. You're a saint, but don't make the practice of your faith about you. See, sin and forgiveness, sinner and saint, death and resurrection are happening in you all the time, right? All of those cells that die and are replaced and remade. And so tonight, you will be marked with a cross of dust and ashes from last year's palm branches, an acknowledgement of how our shouts of praise and Hosanna can so quickly fade away. And yet, these ashes are what is left over after the purifying. They're what's carried through, and you are marked with them in the shape of a cross. The same way that you are marked with the cross of Christ forever at your baptism will be traced and colored in this day. Your baptism, where you have died in Christ, and you have been raised to new life in Christ. So then what about this truth that you will die? Shall we fear it? No, we know death. It's at work inside of us. We've been baptized into Christ's death, and we know that it does not stop the eternal life and the steadfast love of God. We know and we will confess the truth of our sinfulness, our mistakes, our imperfections, our brokenness, because they are not what and who we are. What and who you are is a beloved child of God, fearless, beloved, and beautiful. So as this energy of God flows through you, as this night we repent and turn again toward the cross and the ways of God, I invite you to be filled with the loving presence of God and the reminder of our dependence on God, for we are only dust until we are beautifully made and wonderfully breathed into with the life-giving Holy Spirit. And we enter into these actions of Lent, these faith practices that are so core to us, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And so you, beloved child of God, fearless, beloved, and beautiful, I invite you to pray boldly this Lent. Pray for God to reveal God's will so that you might join God in the work that is going on in this world, reconciling all of creation to God and to itself. Pray for the world and for the courage and knowledge to make it safer, cleaner, more peaceful and just. Pray for people, the ones you know and those you don't, that they might know that they are fearfully and wonderfully made and fully loved by God. So pray boldly and fast daringly. Fast from harmful and hurtful words, and instead offer loving and kind ones. Fast from empty complaints and begin with a posture of gratitude. Fast from always having to get a word in and listen. Spend more time in silence. Fast from something you think you cannot live without and be filled with the life-giving presence of God who is all sufficient. Fast from always having to do something and spend more time being present where you are and with the people you are with. Pray boldly, fast daringly, and give outrageously this Lent. Spend more time in a conversation with a friend instead of rushing off to the next thing. Give to someone you normally wouldn't give to. Write a kind note to someone for no particular reason. Give your in-kind donations of cereal, peanut butter, jelly, and add to it some cash and some of your time at Helping Hands or another ministry. Give to meet a need before anyone has asked you to. Pray boldly. Fast daringly, give outrageously this season, for you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are a beloved child of God. You are dust, and God makes beautiful things out of the dust. Pray fast and give, not for a reward, but because this will fuel your life, connect you with God and one another, and turn you back to the cross. It will remind you, as this cross of ashes will too, of the promises of your baptism. Pray fast and give, not because it's all about you and how great you are. Do it because it's not all about you. It's about God and God's abundant and steadfast love for you and for the whole world. Life is short. You are dust. And you will return to dust. And God makes beautiful things out of dust and out of you. No matter how messy that dust is, God enters into it. No matter how messy and messed up we might be, God enters into us. God transforms dust, transforms us so that we have new and everlasting life. And we have the ability to share that good news, to share God's love, and to share in God's mission of reconciling all things. After all, we're all the same stuff, and we're all one in Christ. We're all dust, and God makes beautiful things out of the dust and out of us.